Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to hang out with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Beverly D. Flaxington back on the show. Bev is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a Psychology Today blogger, a hypnotherapist. How about that? She's tried this on me on the radio, folks, and it works. So you might want to watch out for that. And she's a career coach and helps a lot of people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You, and another book is called Make Your Shift. She's our good friend, Bev Flaxington. Welcome back to the show.
Always an honor to be here, Jim.
It's a good thing I can't see your watch, though, right? So you can't hypnotize me. You don't use your watch, though, do you, Bev?
I go nowhere without my watch. I love my watch.
I'm going to come see you. No one's ever tried to hypnotize me. You think you could do it?
Do you know, I'll tell you very quickly a very funny story. I was once invited on a radio show. These two guys did this radio show about workplace issues. And yeah. They found out I was a hypnotherapist. And unbeknownst to me, when I got to the studio, they said, okay, we have a surprise. We're going to have you hypnotize this one of the two hosts. Mm-hmm. On the air. So anyway, I find out that he's very nervous about public speaking, never feels like he really comes across like himself on the air. They've been doing the show a while. Long story short, hypnotize him, give him all of these suggestions. Well, this guy goes on the air, and they really did think that I must have given him some sort of medication or something.
Wow.
Because he was like a different guy. And people are calling in and saying what, and he's saying to me, this is like magic. This is amazing.
Wow.
So I was so thrilled, though. Oh, phew. I'm glad it worked in such a public
forum. No kidding. No pressure, right?
No pressure.
Well, so how does, you know, this is fascinating to me. Is there any kind of a person, any kind of a personality that works on better or worse from?
Without a doubt.
I mean, I'm pretty strong-willed.
Well, I'll tell you, though, it really has more to do with creativity. So people who have a good imagination, are more creative, are going to be able to, we call it go under or open their minds to it. People who are highly analytical, Jim, like engineers,
right,
and those folks struggle. It's not that it can't happen, but
right,
a little harder for them.
Very, so right brain people are easier to hypnotize and left brain people.
They really are. And that's not to say, I've actually had a lot of success with some very left brain people, but you do have to go at it a little bit differently, and it takes a little bit longer.
So if I've got a slide rule in my pocket, then they're probably not so much. So what do you accomplish when you hypnotize someone?
Well, I honestly became interested in it in college. I took a course on public speaking. We had a family friend that was a hypnotist, and I thought, oh, that'd be a really good way to impress my fellow students. So but while I was getting information for the speech, he was teaching it to me, and I was a pretty poor student, maybe C-level student at that point, and he helped me, and I ended up, my grades got so good that I was given a full-ride scholarship to get my master's degree.
Wow.
And so I became...
And you attributed that to hypnotherapy.
Well, I have to say, I became a believer. So it's things like any life change, really, that you want to make.
So do you recommend it for everyone?
I think that it is very powerful for a lot of people. I have had situations with people where they've either got some form of very serious addiction or they're on some kind of prescription medication. More difficult in those situations.
So one, we were just talking to a lady who written a book about women having it all and balancing their lives. And one of the things we talked about was women needing more confidence. Could hypnotherapy help a woman or anyone have more confidence?
Without a doubt.
And so is it sustained after you come out?
I called it the competence coach, and that I would give them a lot of tips that really do come from hypnosis. So, yes.
And after you come out from under the hypnosis, does it sustain itself?
Well, it does. You do want to learn how to practice what we call self-hypnosis, which is just like anything, right? It's like exercise.
Not while you're driving, though, right?
Not while you're driving. You definitely do not want to do it while you're driving. Pull over.
How do you self-hypnotize?
So it's basically you want to be first hypnotized by a reliable hypnotherapist,
right.
And then what happens is we call it a trigger, Jim. You establish a trigger.
Right.
So that could be something like when you close your eyes,
right.
Or you take three deep breaths, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep practicing it. And
see,
I use
self-analysis myself. Is that could that be a form of that? I don't know if I'm hypnotized, but I get pretty introspective. Hold on to that thought. Fascinating stuff from my good friend, Beth Flexton. We're going to talk about some other things after these messages. 20 tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.